Hey, it's Dean Blundell. I'm here with my friend at Greg Carrasco on Twitter from Thornhill Hyundai. Good morning, Greg, and how are you today?
I am very well. Thank you, Dean. It's been a while.
It's been so long. You've moved. I've moved. You've moved.
That's what we do.
We're movers.
And shakers.
What do you got going on at Thornhill Hyundai?
We are changing the world.
One car at a time.
One customer at a time.
Now, here's the thing, though. You have no salespeople, which traditionally is bad for the car industry, is that not?
Everybody hates car salespeople, so why fill the showroom with them?
No salespeople. And you meet my friend Greg Carrasco at
Thornhill Hyundai. com.
Yeah!
It is the duty of leaders to lead.
This is Dean Blundell and Company.
Not only a bigger people, but also a wiser people, a better people, an even greater people.
On Toronto Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
702, hi there. Welcome to your Friday. Welcome to your weekend. The 27th day of May, 17 degrees right now, 30 or high today with some rain showers and thunder showers. It is Dean Blundell and Company, and it's on. We got a game six tonight, kids. Air Canada Center, Cavs in town. It is 3-2 Cavs. Do or die. They usually do. We'll find out if they do tonight. Tonight. Around 8:30 as we get set to even the series. I have full belief in the duo, the backcourt tandem. It was interesting yesterday. I thought this was a couple of interesting things. So yesterday, Kyle Lowry's named to the All-NBA third team. Third. And I thought, it's weird. Starting point guard in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
The de facto captain of this team. The heartbeat of the Eastern Conference finalist, mm-hmm. defensively and offensively, where he, when he goes and how he goes is how the team goes. Third team?
But
third team All-Star?
Look at the other point guards in the NBA, Dean.
Kyrie Irving?
Yeah. Steph Curry?
Dwayne Wade? Steph Curry?
Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook?
So Curry and Westbrook, and if he's a third guy, that's pretty good.
Yeah. One of the other guys that made the...
It is. It really is. Because those guys are way better than Kyle Lowry.
I know. Well, I know
Kyle
Steph
Lowry's
Curry
damn
is.
Good, though. Not disparaging him in any way.
He was the best point guard in the Eastern Conference this year.
Yeah, 100%. So shouldn't he be second team?
No.
No.
Kyrie Irving's better?
No, it's Steph Curry and Russell Westbrook and Kyle Lowry.
We just said that.
Like, within the last 30 seconds.
I don't know. I respect what Kyle Lowry's done with this franchise with way fewer weapons than those point guards have. Anyway. However, I will say this.
We should have run the hot take music there.
Do you want some more? Do you want from the old bad take factory there?
Sure,
I got one cooking now.
It's time to punch in at the bad take factory.
I got one now. Hey, here's my card.
When's my lunch break?
You want a hot take from the bad take factory? Boy, do I got one for you now.
Get off my back, boss.
Listen to this. This is truly the hottest of takes. If you are an NBA player, this is another person that made the All-NBA third team.
Yep.
If you are an NBA player named Paul George.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to wear your own jersey when you're not playing. Like, you're on vacation. That happened yesterday. Paul George Instagramming and tweeting a picture of him on vacation in Mykonos, the Greek islands.
Looks nice there.
Looks beautiful. The beaches look nice. He's selfieing himself. He's selfieing. And he takes a picture of himself wearing his own jersey. And do you remember us joking about this? I don't know if it was here. I think it was joking. Like, would Matt Sundin wear his own jersey if he went out when he was here? Or would, I don't know, Jose Bautista, to get free meals, go out and wear his own jersey to, like, Alice Fazuli's or something? Would Donaldson wear his own jersey to, you know, the underground to try and pick up? Like, look at that loser that's wearing that Donaldson jersey.
Wait, it is Donaldson.
It is Donaldson. But it actually happened where Paul George, who's a legitimate superstar in the NBA, wore his own jersey while on vacation. And I was wondering, is this a boss move? or a D-bag move?
It is 1,000% a D-bag move.
Well, see, this is the thing. My theory is this. If you are Greg Steemsma.
Right.
Or if you are...
Milt Palacios.
Milt... Can we bring it into the now, please?
Great name.
If you're Luis Scola, or if you're... Give me another guy that hasn't played very much for the Toronto.
DeLon Wright.
And you wear your jersey. That's way different than Paul George wearing his own jersey on vacation in the Greek islands.
Yeah, because Paul George is like, hey, I'm Paul George. Notice me. Pay attention to me. But that's why I'm wearing my jersey.
He doesn't need it. Maybe, see, now a guy like DeLon Wright, he may need the notoriety. No, Greece. Dude, they basketball love their, is massive in Greece.
You don't
Greece.
Have to tell me that.
So
I know.
Here, let me ask you a thing. Let me further the question then. Is it a boss move or a D-bag move? There's the one question. Here's the second question. Did he wear it because he's frugal and wants a free ride when he's there? Because basketball is enormous in Greece.
That's even worse then. If Paul George can't afford I think, a cab ride.
That's when I think this is a boss move.
What cabbie in a tiny Greek island goes, oh, there's Paul George. I'm going to give that guy a free ride. No, he's actually going
to
probably.
You go to a really nice hotel and you give him your ID and you're wearing your Paul George uniform. He's wearing his uniform.
Have you not seen how shady cabs are in Europe?
No, I don't.
It's totally
it's
shady.
It's not the conversation. The conversation is.
He said free ride.
Is this cool or is it no cool? Zero cool.
Zero cool. Like zero cool.
I happen to like the move.
I think I do too. Does it matter if it was in Greece compared to if he was doing this in the United States?
Some people wouldn't see. This is how much of a boss move it is. Some people would go, that guy looks like Paul George. He's wearing a Paul George jersey.
Yeah.
Man, that's hilarious.
He's really tall.
It's clearly not. Like you go, it's clearly not Paul George. No one's that dumb, but he's doing it. Right?
I'll put it up on the poll question.
Please, yeah.
Boss, I think it's boss can move or it, DB move.
Can
or
you put it up with a picture with the yeah. story as well?
He it's looks happy. His sunglasses look stoked. Nice. Water's a beautiful light blue.
Mm-hmm. Boss move. 708. Mm-hmm. Nick Kiprios, NHL Insider, coming up in a few minutes. Time for a quick update. Here's George.
Hey, Dean, and it's brought to you by Niagara Falls View Casino. Raptors play the old do or die tonight down at the ACC against the Cavs in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final at 8:30. The quote-unquote story from yesterday was that Damari Carroll and Corey Joseph were spotted at 2 a.m. in Jack Casino the night before Game 5 in Cleveland. Coach Casey, though, yesterday, totally okay with it.
To me, that wasn't the story for last night. Again, guys have different ways of letting off steam. I think he had two security employees with him, casino employees. They weren't drinking. Every team I've ever been with in the NBA hasn't had a curfew. Guys would go out. The gambling's not illegal. You know, they were at work the next morning early. So, you know, other guys were in their room up all night watching videos, playing video games. So, again, that's not a concern of mine. I mean, we tell the guys, be professional, you know, get your rest. It was a late game. They had all the next day to get the rest. Different guys have different ways of letting off steam.
Trolling is what that is. I was looking for a word for it earlier. That's just trolling. That's all it is. You know, people troll on the internet and, oh, is this? Oh, I've heard this. It's just trolling. That's all it is.
Just because they just live a different lifestyle than we do. And we're not used to, they don't get home. And even Kyle Lowry talks about it and talked about it yesterday. Sometimes they get, you know, off the plane and into the hotel at 3 a.m. They're not going right to bed. They don't wake up at, you know, 7 a.m. every day and go at them working 9 to 5. They just live a different lifestyle. And it's okay if they go to bed super late because they're not waking up early like the rest of us.
Yep, absolutely.
8:30 tip-off down at the ACC.
Do you have what DeMar says there?
Yeah, I got the DeMar clip.
Yeah, play the. And do you have DeMari Carroll and Corey Joseph? They both addressed this yesterday as well.
I have DeMar talking about what he did that night.
Yeah, okay.
It's crazy to me. It don't make no sense. You know, like I was telling Doug, I was in a room that night to 4 o'clock in the morning watching Superman versus Batman. Would that be a story? You know, but at the end, you know, that's how much, you know, nonsense it make to me. But hey, I was upset after I watched it. I really was. You know. Yeah, you know, Superman died, you know, everything. It really hurt. Yeah, it hurt me. You know, good. You don't need to see it.
So Superman dies in that movie? Spoiler alert, but aren't you supposed to say that before?
Yeah, that's done.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, so then there's that, but that's how much of an on-story it is. He calls it nonsense. Couldn't agree more. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous that we're because the way it was made to sound, the way the article was written, the way it was portrayed is one, and this is the first problem I have with it. I said this earlier. I'll reiterate it again because I think it's a valuable point. One, it questioned the reputation of both Damari Carroll and Corey Joseph. Damari Carroll almost ended his career because of a liver disease, which he lives with every day. Two, the dude got shot. Three, they both had personal security with them at the casino. Four, neither of them were drinking. If anything, you should go, wow, those guys really added to their reputation because they took precautions to make sure that they were accountable and that nothing would happen because they wanted to go out and play cards and blow off some steam. Because this is what normal people do. Normal people that have jobs are allowed to go to the casino if they want, and their hours dictate when they do it. And their hours are not like ours. They're not 9 to 5. These guys, like you said, they get off the plane, they get into the hotel 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Their games are done. They're done work, literally done work at 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
On game days. That game doesn't start till 8:30 tonight. So if anything, I applaud the fact that those guys took the steps that they did. So if you're reading into this like they're not accountable to the team, that's ridiculous. That is exactly what they do. Everybody does it, and everybody's got their own way of dealing with it. Good for them for doing it, and good for Coach Casey for saying they're grown-ass men, too.
Yeah, it's clearly not the reason they lost. No one was good the other night. And here's the other thought, too. Okay, if they're out and about, what would they be doing in their hotel room? Should they have been sleeping? Should they have been watching game film like DeMar's watching? You know, Superman, Batman, whatever that's called. You know, do you expect your players to be studying game film at 2:30 in the morning? Because right. They're not sleeping because their schedules don't work like ours, right?
Yeah.
So what were they supposed to be doing?
Yeah, and it's
by
all
the
like
way,
Coach...
maybe they should have all been watching film. Yeah, judging from what we saw the other night.
But it's not like Coach Casey. Like these guys aren't 3 years old. You don't go upstairs and check on them and make sure they're sleeping and not doing anything in their room they shouldn't be doing.
Like if they're out boozing and partying, it's a really big story.
Yeah, if they're getting into a fight outside a nightclub being all boozed up, fine. But totally okay. 8:30 tip down at the ACC. Cavs, by the way, 6-point favorites tonight if you're into that sort of thing. Straight ahead, your chance to win
you
some...
You mean betting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. That's what I totally mean.
I'm into it.
Straight ahead, your chance to win Raptors tickets sometime before 9 a.m., Dean.
Yep.
Raptors tickets... Weird. Hey, the Penguins and Lightning played Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Final last night with Steven Stamkos back in the lineup for the first time in 2 months because of a blood clot. Stamkos, by the way, would play 11:55 and was a -1 with 2 shots on goal. Don Cherry didn't like the fact that Stamkos played. We'll talk to Nick Kiprios straight ahead about that as well. But the Penguins pick up a 2-1 win. Brian Rust scored a pair of second-period goals, and Matt Murray stopped 16 shots to lift the Penguins to the Stanley Cup Final and Sidney Crosby there for the first time since 2009.
Nerves, excited. You know, it's not easy, and having gone through a couple of those, you know, early on, you know, 20 and 21 years old playing in the finals, I think you have more of an appreciation for it now, and just love the opportunity to be able to get back.
Yeah, we'll preview the Stanley Cup Final. Sharks and Penguins gets going Monday in Pittsburgh with Nick Kiprios in a couple minutes. The Blue Jays picked up a 3-1 win in the Bronx yesterday over the Yankees. J-Hap, really good. Only gave up a run in 7 innings while Roberto Osuna came in and locked it down for the Blue Jays and went 5-2 on their road trip. They kick off a series with the Red Sox tonight down at Rogers Center with Aaron Sanchez on the mound, 7 o'clock. Sportsnet 590, the fans, Sportsnet 1 in the Sportsnet app. NBA playoffs last night. Steph Curry poured in 31 points to lead the Golden State Warriors to a 120-111 win over OKC in Game 5 of the Western Conference Final. The Thunder still lead the series 3-2 and can wrap it up tomorrow night in OKC. And finally, at the MasterCard Memorial Cup, the host Red Deer Rebels play Rune Aranda in the semifinals at 8 o'clock on Sportsnet and the Sportsnet app. The Marlies host the Hershey Bears in the Eastern Conference Final tonight at RICO at 7:30. The Marlies, though, down 3-0 in that Eastern Conference Final. And the final World Cup of Hockey rosters, will at least Team Canada's roster, will be announced tonight on Sportsnet. That gets going at 6 o'clock.
Thank you very much, George. It is 7:15 this hour. is brought to you by Thornhill Hyundai. ThornhillHyundai.com. Go see my friend at Greg Carrasco. You can see him on Twitter at Greg Carrasco or see him in person, 7200 Yonge Street in Thornhill. He will not be beat. He guarantees it. So go see him. ThornhillHyundai.com. 716. Please welcome to the program.
Well done.
Good job remembering this. His walk-up music is playing. He worked his ass off last night. He's working his ass off again tonight.
Works please, hard, plays harder.
Please welcome former Toronto Maple Leaf, insider for the NHL. Brought to you by McAlpine Lincoln in Aurora. Nick Kiprios, ladies and gentlemen. Nick.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
The best. Best ever.
Good. Thunderstruck.
Here's a question for you. Do you ever wear your own jersey, like your real jersey, for like from an NHL team that you played for, out to the bar?
That would be a definitive no.
Okay. Yeah. Would you ever wear?
Can I
like,
tell you my this Doug Gilmore?
Yeah.
We've got when I played for the Leafs, we had every year there's an open practice, right? And there's, it's Maple Leaf Gardens, it's like 17,000 people. There's kids everywhere. And it is a nightmare to get in to the dressing room. So you finally push yourself right through and you're in. And I'm standing in the dressing room. I'm looking around. I see all these familiar faces. And then I see this guy in a Doug Gilmore jersey, and I don't recognize him, and clearly he snuck in the dressing room, and I'm ready to snap on him. And I'm like, you get out of here right now. I have no idea who this is. I'm like, you got to get out of here right now. And I'm starting to grab him and pull him up. And, you know, it's this guy wearing a Doug Gilmore jersey, and he's got, like, sunglasses on and a wig and a hat. And I'm starting to push him out the door, and then the wig falls off, and it's Doug Gilmore. He goes, what are you doing? That's the only way I can get in here. I'm like, oh, man, another second.
You'd have thumped him.
So he wore a disguise wearing his own jersey, though.
Correct.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, that's kind of the double negative. That's actually a brilliant really smart move. Yeah. Because Paul George of the Indiana Pacers is on vacation, tweeted a picture of himself wearing his own jersey in Greece on vacation. And so we were talking about, is that a boss move or is that a DB move or is that just the new thing? Because I don't know. Like I said, you know, it'd be funny if Donaldson went to like Jack Astor's in his own jersey in hopes of getting some free Buffalo chicken fingers.
Or he could buy the franchise.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
And we get them free every time.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. The Stanley Cup Finals set. It's interesting. You know, I think either way there would have been a great narrative, would have been great stories. Stamkos comes back to play Game 7. They win back to a Stanley Cup Final for the second time in a row. This group, that's a nice story. Maybe Stamkos' last hurrah. We'll get to that in a second. But I love both storylines, both teams. You got the Bearded Wonders, Marlowe and Thornton, 2,600 games played in the NHL without getting to a Stanley Cup Final. Hard luck story. They're finally there with never been a better chance to win it. And Sid the Kid, not so much a kid anymore, is back. He's in a Stanley Cup Final. They had a terrible year, which really turned around when they hired Mike Sullivan and Phil Kessel with a chance to hoist the cup, too. I mean, lots of great storylines, no matter which way you lean with the Stanley Cup Final, which goes Monday.
Yeah, and we are talking after 6 weeks, the two best teams to come out of each conference, which is nice. They proved themselves. By no means is it Cinderella here. They have been the best teams throughout the playoffs from their respective conferences. So now it's speed of the Pittsburgh Penguins versus maybe the bigger team in San Jose. The Western Conference was always about you know, this big, heavy team, but they've also got the speed as well. They're an incredibly fast team, the San Jose Sharks. So, you know, you got the emotional storylines of Thornton and Marlowe. We're really looking forward to it. It has been a fantastic run so far. We've been in the studio every night doing the games. No network has ever done that before. And, you know, we got a million reasons to feel exhausted and can't wait to get this thing over with. You know, it has happened occasionally in the past. But I'm telling you, it's been so much fun going into the studio every night to watch these games. Last night probably was the best one with the anticipation of Stamkos. You know, unfortunately for Stamkos, you know, a little over 10 minutes, you know, didn't get it done for him or the Tampa Bay Lightning. But the better team won, which probably, you know, doesn't always happen. So it really sets up for a fun final.
Was that Stamkos' last game in Tampa, Nick?
Yes. Yeah, you just look at it every which way, and with, you know, the thought of needing to sign restricted free agents and then unrestricted free agency this time next year, and who stays and who goes, there's just not enough money, and this has always been a problem from the moment the player signed a salary cap back in 2004 that, you know, there's only so much of the pie that you can slice up, and they've got to make a decision. And I think the decision was made a while ago from Tampa Bay. That's not to say that they won't make him another offer, but I believe that it'll be a low enough offer where Stamkos not only doesn't like the money, but probably isn't thrilled about the situation as well. Terms of the things that he's battled throughout the year, including, you know, ice time, key situations, positional play, all of that. You know, he's one of in Tampa, but he certainly never felt like he was the Crosby of the Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, or the Getzlaf of the Ducks. He's just one of five or six players, and with the way that Jonathan Duran has emerged there, mm-hmm. And Kucherov already there, and he in many ways is, you know, could be the franchise looking type of forward in Tampa. There's no room for Stamkos, you know, if you're Steve Yzerman looking at this thing.
Hard to say. It's hard to believe, right? With it, you say there's no room for Steven Stamkos on that team, but that's the reality because of the horses around him, which means he'll all the but more likely be somewhere else, and hopefully that somewhere else is here. Brings you to the question, though. You consider the injury that he suffered this year, what he went through, and, you know, it's a tenuous injury. It's one of those things where you go, my God, you know, you watch Dupuis retire because of it. Vasilevsky, I mean, this could be career-affecting, not career-ending, but career-affecting. So what does that mean then for when, because this is really fascinating, him on the open market now as opposed to prior to this injury, what do you think is the most likely scenario for not where he ends up? We believe it's here, but hey, listen, he can decide where he goes, and that's free will. But what happens now to his actual worth on the open market because of his current situation?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dean. And that is such an individual thing. You know, if you're each respective hockey club looking at it. First of all, I think coming back last night, you know, for various reasons, including, you know, wanting to help your team and go to a Stanley Cup final, but it was also a good thing for other clubs to look at him and say, you know, I know he's only out there 10 minutes, but, you know, he skated pretty good, and he had one of those, you know, Stamkos moments coming down the wing and could have made a difference if he was able to.
And he crushed Cheary too. Did you see that one hit in the first period? Like, it was a big hit.
So that in itself is, you know, was an audition for other clubs watching and potentially wanting to sign him. If you're Toronto, Montreal, the Rangers, I think that's a good sign to see him back out there and not looking like he's, you know, he was real worried about, you know, taking his next hit. You know, In saying that, what does that mean? That means that they're going to have to do their homework. They're going to have to talk to their medical staff and find out exactly, you know, what it means moving forward. Is it a, you know, is it a recurring injury, or is it something that was, you know, something taken care of with the surgery, and there's no shot of having, you know, the same thing come up again? You know, there's an insurance issue. You know, can you get him insured for blood clots? And the answer is, from what I'm told, is yes, except for the pre-existing injury. You know, if he was to get a blood clot in the exact same spot, I don't believe that that's insurable. But everywhere else, he should be fine. So is that enough for the Toronto Maple Leafs or the Montreal Canadiens to say, yeah, I'm good for that. We'll go 7 years, you know, and X amount of dollars. So all of that will come into play. Listen, you know, Stamkos looked like he was very comfortable. The doctors cleared him. You know, they made him feel very comfortable that, you know, and he had reassurance that, you know, whatever he was risking was no more than any other hockey player out there. So giddy up. Let's go, you know, and if you're Toronto, Montreal, put your best foot forward and try to sign a very good hockey player.
Appreciate you doing this. Have a great weekend. I'm going to go wear my Kypros jersey at Loblaws, see if I can get 30% off.
At least 30% off. And if you're in the Danforth, it's free souvlaki.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon. Nick Kypros, NHL insider on Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada. Brought to you by McAlpine Lincoln in Aurora, 727. Hold on, your fail of the day, and more importantly, as promised, tickets to Game 6 tonight.
Woo!
Yeah.
Huh? Wow!
Raps, Cavs, this is it. We want to hear from the biggest fan. Why are you the biggest fan? Qualify it. Historically, you need to know something about the team. Tell us the lengths you've gone through to cheer for this team, to ride with this team.
No sob stories either.
416-870-0590, 888-666-0590. *590 on your cell phone. That's next. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
.732. Now is your time. We have tickets to Game 6 tonight.
Woohoo!
Man.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's awesome.
Yes.
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 We want to give them to you. 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, *590 your cell phone. Raps, Cavs, Game 6, do or die. Put up or shut up.
What a great time for us, sports.
Get it done or go home. It is a great time for us,
sports. Great time for sports.
Excellent time for sports.
Played that drop enough this week.
Jays beat the Bronx. They beat the Yankees in the Bronx. Took 2 out of 3 yesterday. It was nice. Win 3-1. Hap was incredible.
5-2 road trip.
5-2 road trip. Should be 6-1, but we'll take 5-2. Devin Travis looks like he's a little spark plug for this team. That's been a breath of fresh air. Jay Happ was terrific yesterday. The bridge between starters and closers was gapped by Floyd, who didn't gap out yesterday. That was kind of nice. And Game 6 tonight.
It's a great time for sports.
Big time. And not only that, we got a Stanley Cup final. In case you haven't heard, and you're just waking up to the news, the Pittsburgh Penguins will meet the San Jose Sharks in Lord Stanley's final, the chase for the cup. And you can get it all right here, the home of the NHL, Sportsnet. All Sportsnet properties in the CBC. Booyashaka.
Nice.
Before we get to free stuff, including, well, not including, it is, those tickets to Game 6 tonight.
Just look tickets, how much they cost.
Seriously, $20,000 a piece for some tickets. The most expensive.
What?
Yeah, they're scalping bleeders for like $500-700 a piece.
I wonder what the cash value is of these tickets right now.
And then they're great seats. I know where they are. They're excellent seats. Got to be in the thousands.
I'd say so.
Hmm. Yeah, Ryan Faber.
We'll get to our Raptors fans in a second. A lot of good calls here. Put up a couple poll questions. Who wins tonight's Game 6? Want to see how confident people are. And so far, folks, confident in the Raptors. 65% of folks so far believe the Raptors will win Game 6, which we are giving tickets away, away to very soon. And we mentioned Paul George spotted on his vacation wearing his own jersey.
Which is, I think, still a boss move.
Boss move or brutal move. And brutal move. Yeah. 64% of folks say that's offside.
No, that's a great move.
I voted brutal.
You're Paul George. You wear your own jersey. You're a superstar. You broke your leg in half. You had, as George refers to, the Cadillac of injuries with the compound fracture. Yeah. And you can wear your jersey anywhere you want.
Smell like almonds.
So much going on, man. It's just a great time for sports. It's happy, you know.
It is.
It's a great time for sports.
Anyway, 7:35. We got those tickets to give away. Let's get to it. We'll do that in just a minute. Right now, it is time for an update. Here's George.
And Dean, it's brought to you by the Humberview Group. All right, Raps, Cavs, Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final goes down tonight. 8:30 down at the ACC. Blue Jays picked up a 3-1 win in New York to take this series against the Yankees. Jays finish off their road trip 5-2. They kick off a series with the Red Sox tonight. Aaron Sanchez on the mound. Sportsnet 590, the fans, Sportsnet 1, and the Sportsnet app. And the Pittsburgh Penguins have advanced to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 09. They beat the Lightning 2-1 in Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Final last night. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, Sharks and Penguins, goes down Monday night in Pitt.
Thank you, sir. It is 7:36. Who wants these tickets? Looks to me like everybody. now you've screened all these calls. Are these people down on their luck, or are they actual genuine fans of the Raptors? That's what we want.
Everybody seems to be a genuine fan. It's an interesting eclectic mix today.
It's a potpourri of Raptors fans.
Remember, no sad stories. We don't want any. Don't sneak any sad stories on us here.
Do we want people that have been to games, spent lots of, like, what are the qualifiers? Come up with 2-3 qualifiers real quick.
I think passion is one of them. You gotta sell us your passion for the Raptors. Like, why do you deserve, like, you really want to go see the biggest game in franchise history tonight.
Right.
Like, just why the passion? Want to feel it.
All right. 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, star 590 on your cell phone. These tickets are worth a lot of money, so let's make this count, kids. There we go. Julian in Brampton, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I don't have a sad story. I got a pretty embarrassing story. It was a couple of months ago, and actually just sitting in the truck thinking about it, was the Cleveland game where Kyle Lowry hit that shot at the end to win it for us. I was up, you know, nosebleeds where I always sit with my buddies, and I got my flag going. And while I was on the jumbotron or the screen up at the top, my friend sitting beside me pants me. So I'm on the jumbotron with my underwear waving around my Raptor flag. It was a good moment for everybody, I think.
Do you have good underwear on or bad underwear?
Yeah. I had boxers. Wasn't Raptor underwear or anything, but I had boxers on.
How old is your friend?
We are in our early 30s.
Interesting. So when
boss move.
Let's say Fabro and I are going out to the game, and I think pantsing is probably the last thing I'm doing to Fabro at a game. Fabro and I are in our 30s.
Well,
hey, Fab, let's go watch the game.
What 30-year-old man wears jogging pants to a game?
It's only if you're going to the
game. Me.
Okay. Hang on a second. Jenna, good morning. You're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Good. I am currently on my way to work. I work at a fancy downtown law firm with my purple Carter jersey, two sizes too small. I will probably...
Now, listen, Jenna, here's a question. Did you buy it two sizes too small, or has it progressively gotten two sizes too small?
It has progressively gotten two sizes too small. I mean...
I love the honesty.
Did you shrink it in the... Did you put it in the dryer?
No, you misunderstood. Let's not. Yeah.
Yeah, No.
Jenna,
two kids,
you shrunk it.
2 kids later,
yep.
2 sizes too small. Okay. I don't care.
She's splashing around in the pool of truth.
Yeah,
right
I love that.
Just give her a hand.
Nice bat. Yeah,
She's
owning it. Like, you know how most guys, they show up to a, like, they don't try on a suit for a long time. They show up to a wedding, and it's super tight, and the shirt is now become Italian cut, and the buttons are pulling on each other, and then you go, wow, what happened? You're like, oh, my wife shrunk the suit. She's like, no. I just squeezed out 2 kids, and this is what happens, and I'm owning it. Good for you, Jenna.
And you know what? I'm gonna get to work, and they're gonna write me up and send me home because this is not office attire. And I'll probably pull up a patio at Jack Astor's and have a few beverages. And I ditched my mother-in-law for the Jays game tonight so I could watch the Raptor game.
Okay, so listen, what do you do for a living?
I'm a law clerk.
Ooh, a law clerk. It's a business. That is not business attire in a law firm.
It is not.
All right. Hang on 1 second. I like her. She's the clubhouse leader so far.
I do like that.
She just carded a 67, I believe.
I just have a lot of ill feelings towards Vince Carter, so it's tough for me to see that.
Yeah, you should have thrown that in the garbage.
Yeah. Dude, it was. Give her a break.
Hey, he quit on the team, bro.
And yeah, but she didn't quit on the team. She's taking one for the team. She's going in there in clearly a shirt that is way too small because she's starting to push maximum density. She bought it a long time ago.
Dean,
so give her, cut her a break.
Biggest game in franchise history. Let's put
you don't want
in
that voodoo
here, right?
Phil, good morning.
Hey guys, good morning.
Good, what's up?
Well, I am so passionate to go to this game tonight that I am I'm a person who's got nice thick chest hair, and I'm actually willing to shave George Who on the front of my chest while I'm sitting there with a can of sardines with some saltine crackers and a little bit of cheese whiz on there and maybe a little pimento on top.
Can you smuggle that all into the ACC?
Smuggling or just maybe there's somebody on the side who could be selling some sardines. I might just run into somebody that actually has an extra can of sardines that they picked up at the Loblaws or something. So
okay, so would you shave, like how thick is the chest fro?
It's thick.
Is it thick enough that if you shaved something into it down to the wood, it would be you could clearly read what you shaved into it?
Absolutely.
Now, who's going to do the shaving for you?
Some lucky guy. You'll do it, but you're going to do it backwards in the mirror. And you won't be able to read it.
I'll probably take my buddy with me who could shave it in me so that we can both go to the
Now, that's
together.
That's a Friday afternoon, yeah. For a grown man. Hey, man, can you imagine that phone call? Hey, buddy. Yeah. Hey, you want to come over?
Sure.
Have a couple beers. Well, I got tickets to the Raps game. Yeah, sure. But you got to shave my chesty.
We just have to do something really revolting first.
I do kind of want to see.
Yeah, we just have to
do something really revolting
that we will never get our pride back for. Yeah. What do you think? I'm in.
And make sure
that's a fan. I like that guy.
And make sure your friend can't wear gloves.
It'll go viral, and you guys are going to get hits on Twitter, InstaFace, Instagram, whatever.
InstaFace.
InstaFace is my favorite brand of social media.
George Who on a hairy chest.
George Who.
Yeah, but like, okay, hold on. One more question, though. How thick is your chest here? Is it like sweater thick?
I just asked him.
No, but I mean, like, does it cover your entire chest?
George, that's a great question.
Yes, it does.
Okay, see, yeah. Like, if he has thick hair, but it could be sparse. Like, I want it like sweater.
What's he at? Jenna just shot a 67.
No, this is tough right now.
Okay, we'll put you at a tie in the scorecard. You're also the clubhouse leader. Hang on, Phil. Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Dean, how are you?
Good, bud. How are you?
Not bad. Okay, this is why I deserve the tickets. Off the bat, last year I called in. I'm the guy who gambled away his engagement ring fund betting on the Jays.
Angelo, you're next.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember that.
All right, well,
you're on a heater. I don't mind.
Yeah, of course.
Never stop when you're on a heater.
Yeah, when you're in a hole, keep digging. That's what they say.
When you're passionate, you can't stop those things. Yeah.
They also call it a developmental addiction, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's true. I'm so passionate about these Raptors. Game one depleted my home fund. Fiance got pissed. Game two, children's education fund, blown. My bookie has a little thing for my wife.
Yeah.
Gambled her away last game. He swings both ways. Guess what we got riding on tonight's game?
Okay, don't need to know. Hang on, you're the clubhouse leader. Just stay right there. Guess what we got riding on tonight's game? I'm guessing your whole relationship, like, and your family. That's a gambler.
What's his name again? Sorry.
Listen, I'm broke, but got her.
Tony's going to end up in a bathtub, like, full of ice without a kidney.
I'm not sure he's the clubhouse leader.
Yeah, no. I don't think so either.
Angelo, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Last call. Make it good.
First, I want to say I listen to your show every morning, and you guys are great. So
thank you.
First thing I want to say.
It's a good start.
And in my younger days, when I was a little kid, well, not little, but my teenager days.
Yeah.
My parents, against their will, I basically went out and got myself a Raptors tattoo. Let me tell you, when I got home, I was in the biggest trouble of my life. I didn't get to go out for months, but I love the Raptors. I watch them every day, me and my father-in-law, and it would be the world of me. I think I can take my father-in-law to the game. I love the Raptors.
Okay.
What's the tattoo of? A dinosaur, of Meng Batur?
It's the older Raptor logo with the dinosaur.
Okay.
Love it.
Thanks.
Eric Montross on your left calf.
Remember Eric Montross?
Yeah, he was awful.
He was quick. Phil or Jenna,
I think we should put this to a vote.
Yeah, okay. If we give it to Phil, Phil wants to shave George Hu into his chest. No accountability. We have no guarantees. Put Phil on now if you can, and bring up Jenna at the same time. Put them both on at the same time. See, now the thing is, Jenna's brutally honest. I love it. And she talked about how she's gained a few pounds since she bought her Raptor jersey. She doesn't care. She's going to wear it down there. She's talking about ditching her mom for the game, ditching her family and kids for the game. She's that much of a fan.
Those are all strong points.
She works at a law firm, and she's going to go down and get greased in the afternoon. If they kick her out of work, she doesn't care. And Phil wants to shave George Hu into his chest. But George, or Phil, how do we know you're actually going to do that?
Send you guys a picture if you want.
Hmm.
Or the mental thought can be there. One of
No.
The mental thought grosses me right out.
I want to see a picture.
You got her.
Okay.
By the end of the show.
Hang on, Phil.
This is all about trust here in this case.
By the end of the show.
Yeah, you know
Phil?
What? And if it's about trust, I trust the person that told us the brutally honest truth. Jenna, you win. Congratulations.
Nice. Good call, Dean. Good job, Jenna. Hey. Taking a dip in the pool of truth pays off, Jenna.
That's it. Oh, my goodness. Woo!
I look like a sausage roll in this thing now, but I'm going.
Going to the Raptor game.
So true.
Jenna, God love you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much for calling. You are headed to Game 6 tonight. Raps, Cavs, Air Canada Center, Eastern Conference Final. Congratulations. Hold on the phone. 747. Fail of the day. And we have more stuff to give you. Jay's Orioles tickets. That's next. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Dean Blundell and Company's Fail of the Day.
That's when I blow it.
You blew it!
Time for your fail of the day. Police said a minivan full of Amish teenagers was pulled over on Friday after reaching speeds in excess of 110 miles an hour. Indiana State Troopers said the 2001 Dodge Caravan, 110 miles an hour.
Really?
Man, them Amish kids were flying. That's unreal. was clocked at the breakneck speed shortly before midnight. It doesn't end there. It was just outside of Rochester, New York, by the way, not far from here at all. Troopers said when they caught up with the speeding vehicle, they observed the teens throwing alcoholic beverages out the window. When the teens pulled over, the troopers smelled a strong odor of alcohol coming from the vehicle with, quote, incoherent laughter. Well, I guess so. They were doing 110 in a Dodge Caravan. They searched the minivan, found a large jug of whiskey, cases of beer, and other bottles of alcoholic beverages. According to the reports, the troopers initially had trouble contacting relatives because they do not use telephones, as you know, because they are Amish. Hmm. Now, first things first, that speed in a Dodge Caravan they should be applauding them for going that fast. Yep. They should be asking them how they jimmy-rigged that thing so they could. Second of all, it gets awfully boring sitting in the dark with your parents after dark and going to make sure the cows get milked and making sure everybody else's barn gets put up before your own.
Yeah.
You can make sitting at long, long tables waiting for the bread to get to you. So
you can only make so many kitchen cabinets, Dean.
Yeah. And rocking chairs out of sweet, sweet oak.
Right.
So you can completely understand these Amish teens going, what's on the other side? Whiskey and speed. I'm down.
Yeah.
Congratulations to those Amish kids.
Way to go, Jeremiah and Hezekiah.
Your fail of the day.
You guys are bosses.
Anyway, 7:55, time to give you some Jays tickets. Jays Orioles, June 9th. Caller number two gets the tickets. 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, *590 on your cell phone. Hey, guess who's next? Leo Routens, Raptors analyst. Guess who's after him? John Morosi from the MLB and Fox Sports. Also, Elliot Friedman, all in hour number three, which starts in 5 minutes. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.